So the reason is very simple. Here is our wing. Well, it's still not a very good wing, but that's meant to be a wing. So this wing is traveling through the air at whatever it is, 550 miles per hour. And that air is sort of, if we ignore the wind, is stationary. So it's 0 miles per hour. If you look at a fluid particle next to the wing, that fluid particle, it gets stuck to the wing. Because of the viscosity, its viscous, it rigorously has to have the same velocity as the wing at the wing, or at the aircraft. So you have this, you have so you must have, yeah, so when you have this, alright, so when viscosity is non-zero, as soon as you switch on viscosity, the air gets stuck. So if you have no viscosity, you happen to have a fluid with no viscosity, what would happen is the air would not stick to the wing, it would travel at 0 miles per hour roughly, the aircraft would go at 550 miles an hour and it would be very easy to solve. As soon as I switch on viscosity, intuitively nothing much happens far away, but just next to the wing, the air gets stuck to the wing and it actually has, must travel at zero velocity with respect to the wing. So what, and mathematically, the equation goes from first to second order next to the wing because the viscosity only multiplies that second order term. So what you end up getting is